This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, it seems like it's so hard to unwind nowadays. Everything's coming at you. You just get on your cell phone. Before you know it, you're stressed out with all kinds of news stories and things like that.
Dude, that's how I use my cell phone, is to unwind. I just hop on the Facebook Reels or Instagram or something like that.
I
just veg out.
See, I'm right the opposite. I get on there and I see all the notifications and all the stories that I've missed, and I'm like going, oh, I got to get rid of all this stuff. This junk is just getting on my nerves.
Well, that's the notifications and emails, but TikTok I can scroll through.
Well, I can
stressing.
Do that too. Okay. However, whatever is stressing you out.
Right now?
Cell phone stressing me out. Okay. For Tom?
I'll take a stab at it, Cato.
He might want to watch some reels right now because he might be stressed out because of this conversation.
No, I'm okay, but I can see how Cato is.
So I got the ways to relax in under 5 minutes if something is stressing you out, just to move the conversation along.
Why didn't you say so?
I got friends that can do that.
The gummies.
Is that on the list? No, it's not gummies, nothing like that.
That takes an hour.
It's not even drinking alcoholic beverages, but drink something, they say. You can drink anything like tea, coffee, V8. Doesn't matter, of course, it works a little faster if it is a stiff drink. But that's not what we're talking about here. It's just drinking makes you feel relaxed.
Hmm. Well, it depends on what you're drinking, because the list you just gave is boring.
Yeah. Okay. But I don't know if Red Bull is going to make you relaxed.
I was going to say an energy drink, but it will divert your thinking.
Yeah, but I don't know if it'll make you relaxed. That can make you more tense and uptight because you get that caffeine going through you.
Okay, ways to relax in under 5 minutes, just write it down. It's a way to directly confront the things stressing you out, and you just empty out and declutter your mind or your brain. If you write it down, for some people, let it go and forget about it.
That is true, because I'm one of those people that make a list. So when you get all that stuff that's swirling around in your mind out on paper, and then you can start doing your little check, 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 sing a song, I got this done.
I'd be relaxed because my arm will be so tired.
Yeah, I don't want to write.
Well, checklist, I got like post-it notes all over the place. I like to, check off those things.
Yep.
And speaking of singing, you nailed it there, Stacy. Singing along to your favorite song can raise your energy levels and put you in a better mood. So don't worry if you stink at singing. Just roll up your windows and pretend you are on one of these singing shows, American Idol, The Voice, or whatever, and just belt it out on your way to work or school.
Roll your window down. Get some entertainment at a red light.
No, honestly, though, Cato, how many times are you singing, and then you get to the red light and you stop because you don't
want to... You wind down. When you're singing, as you get closer, cars, you just start going around some...
I did this last night. I've got one of those... network stations where I have, it's a big brick that holds about a million songs. And I just started going through old music and listening to stuff. And I found myself singing along with like Lover Boy, Everybody's Working for the Weekend, just classic stuff like that. And it did. It relaxed me a little bit.
That is so bizarre. I was singing that song this morning.
Isn't that funny? Because you're like, it's not quite Friday.
Well, but I know.
It's one of those party songs for Friday and the weekend. I mean, that one does not get old. It's like everybody is working for the weekend. We're ready for the weekend.
It's an anthem.
Yes, it is. It should be played every Friday on our
on an afternoon show.
We'll do a remix here.
Yeah. That's the one thing about like our Friday show. It's too early in the morning to really feel like a weekend.
In
the afternoon, though, for a lot of folks, that's when that feels like the weekend when they're driving home from work.
We used to have a cool show when Tia's used to do that back in the day.
Yeah.
It was like the Friday, five o'clock whistle.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Okay, two other things that can get you relaxed under 5 minutes. They say stretch. Just stand up, keep your knees slightly bent, bend forward, and let your arms hang.
Stacy's doing that right now.
That's because I've got neck problems.
Oh.
They say let gravity do all the work for you, then stand up straight, clasp your hands, bend behind your back, and lift up your hands up and back like that, and stretch out your shoulders, and it'll help relax you.
I bet that's because it releases endorphins when you start stretching.
I try to keep my endorphins all locked up.
Well, this is like nerd news kind of stuff, so.
Okay.
If you stretch too much, though, you'll release something else. You need to watch out.
That's a chi.
It's like yoga. And speaking of that, breathe. That's a way. Focus on your breathing can give you a lot of the same benefits as just meditating does. And you can do it pretty much anywhere. Just take a slow, deep breath. Deep breath in, relax your body, hold it for a second, and slowly breathe out and repeat. They do say, though, if you get feeling a little bit lightheaded, you might want to stop.
I just told people how to breathe.
I know.
You can do it almost anywhere.
Yeah, almost anywhere. Not everywhere.
Not on your deathbed.
Not on the pool, in the pool.
Underwater, you can't breathe. Yeah.
This I feel dumber right now. I think it's stressing me out.
Stretch, Tom.
And breathe. Write it down.
I forgot.
You might want to sing a song.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, there are certain sounds that just instantly grate on your nerves. My wife had an experience with this just the other day. We had to get a microwave to put on our countertop because our over-the-top one quit working and we can't find one that'll fit the space. Yeah. But enough about my problems. As a result of this, we were unpacking the new microwave, and she came across one of the sounds that just makes you instantly angry. Now, since we were unpacking the microwave, you may have a guess at this.
Well, it's the microwave.
It's the squeaky styrofoam packaging.
Oh.
When the styrofoam rubs on itself and makes that squeaky noise.
Yeah.
It is super annoying. Mm-hmm. And it does. It almost literally makes you angry as you hear it.
Right. I'm not sure that bothers me.
Wow.
I can see where it's kind of like nails on a chalkboard.
Exactly.
Can I tell you what really gets me mad?
I want to know.
Okay. When you're like half asleep because, you know, somebody in the house has gotten up and you wake up a little bit, but you're still really, really sleepy. And like John will be leaving the bedroom to let me continue to sleep. But when he doesn't turn the knob on the door to shut the door and the thing goes click.
Yeah.
I get so, it just wakes me up. It makes me mad.
You're kind of in sleepy mode. That's why it aggravates you.
Why is it so difficult to turn the handle to close the door quietly?
I've found the reason is because people don't care about anyone but themselves.
I have that thought in my head, and I'm like, just let it go, Stacey. Just go back to sleep.
That's what gets me is anytime you do stuff like that, you have people who just are unaware of the rest of the world, it seems like. And you get so frustrated because then I take it personal. I'm like, they just didn't care enough about me to not turn the handle.
But all of us have that. I mean, all of us forget those moments sometimes.
Not me.
Oh, come on. There's stuff that you do.
I'm the guy who, like, when I pull up at a stoplight, if I see that the right lane is open, I don't go there. That way, people who need to turn right on red can. But I park in the center lane.
You don't think you have one thing that,
I haven't found it yet. All right, you mentioned microwaves. Also, microwaves that beep and keep beeping after you opened the door.
Yeah. Oh,
there's something wrong with that microwave.
Yeah, well, some are designed that way. It's very weird.
Here's what it sounds like. When you get, like, leave it on like that, don't that get on your nerves?
Yeah, but mine doesn't. It does it three times, and then it'll remind me, like, every 10 seconds.
Three times is too many. Because you've already opened the door.
I usually stop it at one.
If you can stop it, that's great. But some of them keep going even after they still beep three times after you open the door.
Yeah, along the same lines as your refrigerator now. When your refrigerator, you accidentally leave that. Now, I'm glad that it has that.
I was going to say, that one doesn't annoy me. That one just makes me realize I need to shut the door.
I agree, but it is still kind of annoying. Or how about your laundry when it goes off and it makes that little song now? I don't know if you have a washer dryer.
Ours does. It play, but I like this song.
It's I almost want a beat to it. It's like,
you're like, all right.
Or the timer on the oven, and you're in the middle of doing something, and you just can't get to it, and that oven timer is still going off, and you're just like, I'm coming.
Okay, I can top that one. Smoke alarm with a dying battery.
Oh yeah,
the beep and you're walking around the house trying to figure out which one. And it only happens at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Exactly, right? And then you got to get up because you know you can't sleep through that. Here's what that sounds like.
Yeah, that's it.
That one didn't sound like it.
No, that
at
one.
All.
It was just that one beep. I'm sorry.
I was going to say that must be a new smoke alarm.
But that little chirp, and then it takes you at least 30 minutes to find it.
Cato, the next two are going to drive you nuts. All right. The sound of smacking when eating. And when a fork scrapes a plate, but you don't like when it scrapes the teeth.
Yeah,
too.
When it's between teeth.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Put them lips on that. On that fork.
Yeah. Mm. Just do a little Frenchie on your fork is what we're saying.
Frenchie on the fork. I can't stand hearing kissing in movies. Oh, it dry. I have to mute it. Exactly.
It's almost like eating.
Uh-oh, she's going to throw up.
Yeah.
All right, this one will bother you too, Stacy. Snoring. I'm guessing if you're trying to sleep, snoring drive you nuts?
Yes, if it sounds like a freight train coming through the room. But
there are the cute snores. Just kidding.
I don't know if it's ever cute. But you're certainly going to get a jab from me to stop the snoring.
Yeah. Are you a light sleeper, though? Because some people can sleep right
sometimes.
Through.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Tom had his CPAP for a while. He's like Darth Vader.
No.
Yeah.
But that kept me from snoring. That was the good thing.
But I mean, Jamie was up all night, but he's like,
that got me super up. I didn't like it much. All right, here's something on the internet that is absolutely annoying.
Okay.
You recognize this yet?
It's on a lot of TikTok.
Here we go.
That don't bother me that bad.
Really? Because it plays, like Cato says, on every TikTok there is there.
But you watch the video to go along with it.
Yeah.
It explains what's going on.
It's been going on for years and years. It's over.
I don't mind.
Well,
it.
I'll take that one over Baby Shark. Yeah. Just saying. You know.
All right. A dog or a cat barfing when they do that.
I think anybody doing that. Yes.
That will make you get up so fast. Yeah. When you start hearing that, you are just like, where are you?
Yes.
Yeah. Let me try and put a plate or a napkin or something underneath you.
And people don't do it like dogs. Does your dog do that?
My dog does it, yes.
Because it's not the throwing up that's so bad. It's the prelude to it. It's the heaving beforehand.
Listen, I've got 7 cats, and those hairballs can be huge. Oh. So as soon as I hear... So one of the cats going, I'm like, I got to get over there.
When I hear Daisy start the process, Tom, that you're speaking of, it's like an Olympic sport for me to get something
right,
under her
yeah.
before she
yes.
actually does it.
I do it wrong. I actually take the dog and throw. Or I'll grab it and I'm like running towards the door.
I grab paper towels,
try to get him outside is what I do.
Yeah. This is kind of like, I guess, the kissing, but they say a dog licking himself.
I like that noise.
Okay.
Oh, my.
I'm a little envious.
Wow. And then children screaming, crying, shrieking, or whining is on the list of most annoying things that make you angry instantly.
If it's little babies screaming or whining on a plane or something, yes.
Yeah, but for a baby to laugh, that really heavy laugh.
That brings you back around.
That makes your day.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they don't do that nearly as often as they complain.
They do when I'm around because I'm funny.
Right, and that helps even if they got gas cramps or colic or something.
Yes.
It's like, amazing.
I'm like a comedian for babies. I am so funny, I should go on tour.
I do sit down with the babies, though.
Well, I'm glad that no one mentioned this show actually annoys them when they hear it.
I didn't want to be mean.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, you know, it's time for a crank call with our Crank Call Thursday. And kids are out of school. Moms and dads trying to find stuff for them to do, like going to a lot of camps. I see there's tons of camps that you can choose from. And there's fish camps. I don't know if you've heard of those or not, but that's where you basically go camping, and they teach you how to fish, and you got all kinds of fishing equipment there. They'll even cook the fish for you at some of these fish camps. So Thelma Hollister thought it'd be a great idea to call a fish camp, because she wants something for her fish to do. She has goldfish. I know it's weird, but we thought we'd have some fun with that this morning here for your crank call.
Yes. Hello there. Is this the fish camp?
Yes, it is.
Yes. My name is Thelma Hollister, H-O-L-I-S-T-E-R. I'm 83 years old, and I have 13 lovely grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The reason I'm calling, I know summer is here, and there's a lot of camps going on, and I thought I would try your establishment. What kind of programs are available?
We don't have any programs here. This is just a fishing camp.
See, the reason why I'm calling is I thought you might have something like, I don't know. I'm sure you have swimming available for the fish, correct?
No.
Okay, do you have arts and crafts classes so they can make things? Or
no, ma'am.
Volleyball, maybe?
This is not a camp.
Oh.
This is where people pay to come and rent a boat to go fishing.
Oh, so you have fishing available for the fish at the camp.
Ma'am, this is not a camp for kids.
No, it's not for my kids. It's for my fish. I have two goldfish.
Uh-huh.
They're very smart, too. I have trained them to come to the top of the water when I put food in their aquarium.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just put the food in, and they come up to the top. Now, I will say, I've had a hard time housebreaking those fish. They still poo-poo in the tank.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I just was thinking, well, maybe they get bored swimming around in the tank all day, and I could take them, like, to a fish camp where they could, I don't know, play volleyball, or do you have archery or something, or maybe some panty raids or some fireside sing-alongs?
No, uh-uh. This is just a fishing camp where you rent boats.
I'm a bit confused. So you provide fishing equipment?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And we rent boats, and we rent pontoon boats.
Oh!
And we rent campsites, and we rent cabins.
Oh, that's what you mean by fish camp.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I feel so silly right now. You probably think I'm stupid.
No.
I bet you do. You're probably in your mind going, she's stupid. I just have these two goldfish here. You know what I've named them? The first one's name is number one. And guess what the second one's name is?
Number two?
You are smart. That's amazing.
But number two also goes number two in the water, don't it?
That's true, because I have not aquarium trained them yet. Still pooping in the tank. Well, you've been very helpful.
Okay.
Well, this is not a fish camp for fish.
No.
It is a fishing equipment rental place for people that go fishing while camping.
That's right.
I have got it straight now. I feel so silly, but I appreciate your time.
Come see me anyway. You'll like it out here.
I bet I probably will.
I mean, just come out and hang out.
Are you hitting on me?
You don't have to buy nothing. Just come out here and look at our pond and our ducks, and it's pretty out here.
I am a married woman.
Whoa! Okay.
Yeah, I cannot believe you're trying to hit on an 83-year-old woman. You've been very helpful. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye now.
You got a good sport there.
Yeah. He's hitting on Thelma. Oh. Goodness. All right.
I still got it, y'all.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, National Spelling Bee time. Finals are here, and let's just see how well you do with your spelling today.
Just don't give us the words they give those kids, because those aren't real words. They're just a bunch of letters thrown
together. Okay, well, you know what? You can decide for yourself. And because I know that you were scarred from the spelling bee that you had when you were in.
And it wasn't a word like they have in the spelling bee.
Okay.
It was a regular word that I just...
And what word was it?
The first letter I got wrong.
Oh, God.
It's a bad start.
I can tell you psychology doesn't start with an S.
No, it doesn't.
There you go. I know that now.
Uh-huh. So, and Tom, you were third place in your spelling bee?
In sixth grade, I was third place. Mm-hmm. And I will say that my weakness is double letters. Like on words like parallel, and I don't know whether it's two R's or two L's or both, barrel, those things will throw me for a loop. But otherwise, I'm pretty good at spelling.
Well, they got some words together. They say, what is one word you can never spell correctly? And I've got the list right here. Let's just see how well you do. Just a little warm-up. I tell you what, Cato, spell nose real quick just to warm you up. Nose.
N-O-S-E?
No, it's wrong.
It's wrong. It's K-N-O-W-S. Nose.
I know.
Now you will scar me again? Gosh, scarred as a child, scarred as an adult.
Just doing a little warm-up there for you.
You know what's funny? I actually thought that first, and I'm like, I'm sure.
Okay, here we go. Maintenance.
Pass.
All right, Tom.
M-A-I-N-T-E-N-A-N-C-E.
Oh, there you go.
Maintenance.
That's what I was going to say.
All right. These are words that no one can ever spell. Diarrhea.
Oh, God. I don't even know if I can get that one.
Yeah.
I'll try.
It's always a big mess.
Someone else wants to.
I can try.
Okay.
D-I-A-R-H.
You're wrong already.
Shoot.
Yeah.
I know H is in there somewhere.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Diarrhea. It's two R's. Two R's there, Stacy. Instead of one.
Oh,
the double R's got you there. So D-I-A-R-R-H-E-A.
Man, I didn't even get a chance to show off.
Okay. I mean, you got plenty to show off.
Yeah, I know.
Here.
You're going
to
have another chance. Don't you worry about it.
Convenience.
I can do that.
Okay.
C-O-N-V-E-N-I-E-N-C-E.
I know. And you know what? I'm glad that I have spell check on that one, because I spell it wrong every time.
I have to. Yeah. If I'm typing it or writing it, I can tell I'm misspelling it.
Yeah, that is true.
But if I have to say it out, it's harder for me, because I'll write it out, I'll type it out and say, oh, I can tell that's wrong just by looking at it.
For words I don't know how to spell, I'll be like, I'll just write it how I type it how I think it sounds, and spell check will take care of it and get the lines under there.
What's so maddening is whenever spell check still doesn't know what you're saying. And you're like, come on, I'm not that far off.
Okay, rhythm. Can you spell rhythm? That's a word that people hate spelling.
I think I can.
Okay.
You want to try it, Kato?
R-H-Y-T-H-M.
There you go. Yep.
I said that with a question. T-H-M?
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you the one that'll throw everyone is bureaucracy. That is a nightmare of a word.
That okay.
Is that on your list?
And that's not on there.
Then don't even mess with it.
Well, I mean, I've never written that word.
Along the same lines as gubernatorial.
That's easy.
That's G-O-B-E-R.
No.
Goober? Nah.
No. Tory.
No.
One that always gets me is broccoli.
Two C's.
It's okay. Sometimes I'll spell it with one C and two L's.
I think it's two
or
C's.
Two C's
now
and
you got
one
me curious.
L.
Yeah. Another tough one. Wednesday, people mention, and also the February.
February. When I have to type that out or write it down, I'm like, February.
Yeah. It's like Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. You got to do that one. Okay. Here's another one for you. Restaurant. I've been spelling that wrong a lot.
Oh.
Yes. Forever. Restaurant.
Well, if you did it right now, you'd probably get it right.
R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T.
That's correct. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I do. It's wrong, and I don't know why.
I just say you want to go eat.
Okay. People mention refrigerator. You have
That's
trouble with that
easy.
One? Yeah. I mean,
fridge.
It's, yeah, F-R-I-G.
What?
F-R-I-G, fridge.
No, it's F-R-I-D-G-E.
Oh, sorry.
You misspelled fridge.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Uh-uh. You spelled frig.
But that's how you spell it right there with refrigerator. It's F-R.
But it's not. That's not how you spell fridge.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You know, if this went on at the spelling bee, I'd watch it.
I know, right?
It'd be a lot more entertaining.
It'd be a lot more entertaining.
All righty. So, receipt. People had trouble with that one.
Remember, I before E, except after C.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, it's R-E-C-E-I-P-T.
That's true. Yes. Nauseous was mentioned.
Oh, that's where you have to like say it,
say
nauseous.
It nauseous, exactly.
There you go. You got it. N-A-U-S-E-O-U-S.
Uh-huh.
Hemorrhoids mentioned as well. There's a double one for you, Tom.
Speed bump.
H-E-M-M-R-H-O-I-D-S.
No.
No.
H-E-M-R-R. O-R-R.
Okay, that, I told you double letters get me sometimes. Well, hemorrhoids is not a word I type often.
Well, I see that one a lot on my preparation age, so I had that one nailed down.
Oh. Okay.
I thought you meant you see it a lot. I'm like, how?
But Tom,
this is why I got third place.
A mirror, which is filled with two R's, too. See, this would be great if we had spelling bees like this. Now, I do have a couple of ideas that I'd like to share with you. How about a redneck spelling bee? That would be kind of fun.
We just had one.
Okay. But spell everybody. Spell everybody.
Y'all. Yeah. Y-A apostrophe L-L.
There you go.
Do you don't do the Y apostrophe A-L-L?
I might do it that way.
You spell that wrong, Tom. You ain't redneck.
I don't know.
No,
I think you're right because it's just between the U and the all. So you're right. Yeah.
And you know what? How about this? What if they had celebrity spelling bees and the celebrities were on there like spelling words? For example, you could have Jack Harlow spell glamorous Jack Harlow. And then he would come on and he would spell because he spells in every song that he plays.
He's helped me with my spelling.
Yeah, me
actually.
Too.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.